From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, May 5th. Right now, it's a crucial time for wildfire preparation in Butte County. Taylor Nilsen is the executive director of the Butte County Fire Safe Council. He says clearing vegetation around your home is one of the top five things you can do before fire season. One reason is that firefighters aren't able to protect every house. Instead, Nilsen says emergency responders focus on the ones that are prepared.
When they're driving down the neighborhood, they're looking for homes that have good defensible space, because those are homes that they can protect.
Creating defensible space starts with the first 5 feet surrounding the home. Nilsen says it's the most critical area, and anything that's flammable needs to be relocated. That includes debris like pine needles, grass and leaves, and decorative plants and trees directly next to the home. It's also important to relocate couches, doormats, brooms, wood piles, umbrellas, and other items that can catch on fire outdoors. More at mynspr.org. In other news, readers of Butte County are making their literary habits known to their local libraries thanks to one grant-funded program. NSPR's Eric Adams reports.
The service is called Zip Books, and it lets you request books from the library that they don't have.
If it's eligible and we are going to order it, we have a staff member who orders the book from Amazon. They send it directly to the patron's house. The patron will get a package that says, "This is a zip book from Butte County Library. Please return it when you're done."
That's Library Director Misty Wright. She says it's a way library users can get their hands on what they want to read and also potentially stock the library shelves. That's because the state grant that funds it requires the library to keep 85% of the books ordered. Wright estimates around 500 residents have used the service this year. She says titles range from children's books like
How to Hatch a Reader is a kid's picture book, and it's kind of like a series about early literacy.
All the way to hip-hop lyricism, including a book about the power and poetry of rapper Kendrick Lamar.
I feel like that was probably ordered because of like the huge interest in Kendrick Lamar after the Super Bowl, right?
Wright says other popular genres have included mental health, history, politics, and a wide variety of fiction. The library is preparing to apply for next year's program to continue the service. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And California's largest reservoir has reached capacity. It's the third year in a row that Lake Shasta has been almost completely full. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, it's good news for the state's yearly water supply. As part of the Central Valley Project, water from the reservoir gets sent to cities and farms hundreds of miles away. The water also generates hydroelectricity when collected from the Sacramento River and manages downriver flows. It's been more than a decade since the last time Lake Shasta hit three consecutive capacity years. Also, Red Bluff's only homeless shelter has helped over 150 families obtain permanent housing in its first year of existence. As it celebrates its anniversary, staff from the Path Plaza Navigation Center shared statistics from the first year. The site sheltered an average of 55 people per night and has provided services to over 1,000 people since it opened in 2024. The plaza offers overnight shelter, meal services, pet care, and case management to low-income and unhoused Tehama County residents. And finally, the city of Red Bluff will begin removing an illegal homeless encampment at Forward Park this week. Some unhoused campers have been staying there for over a year. This comes after the city council voted to remove another homeless encampment at Sam Ayer Park in March. Unhoused Red Bluff residents were allowed by the city to camp there for years, and in the weeks since it was cleared, KRCR reports many people have moved back. The city plans to remove that camp again after it's finished with the cleanup at Forward Park. And those were your headlines for Monday, May 5th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.